A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation Address and the World Cup in Qatar, where there are major upsets in the first few games. President Emmerson Mnangagwa today officially opened the 5th session of the 9th Parliament of Zimbabwe at the new Parliament building, built by a Chinese company in Mount Hampton, at a cost of over $200 million. Mnangagwa, who also presented his State of the Nation address, urged the political parties to desist from political violence, adding that Zimbabweans are expected to vote freely next year. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum, sixoxa ngokwethulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo we-State of the Nation address kulangale ke e-Mount Upton eduzane le-Harare. Uvule njalo kusemthethweni idale leli elephalamende elakhiwa inkampani yakwale China. Inkampani yakwale China ke yanikwa imali efika $200 million yasiqhubekela ke ele Zimbabwe ukuthi yakhe idaleleli. So ke sibonile ke uMnangagwa esithi kumele amabandla wonke akhankase ngokuthula kukhetho oluzayo, kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzayo. Uphinde njalo wathi uhulumende wakhe siyenze okuningi kakhulu selokhe wayethula umbiko ofanayo nyakenye. Uthe ke amabandla aphikisayo kumele angayenzi udlakela, ngoba udlakela alulunganga. Sizaxoxa njalo okwenzakala kulangale Qatar emidlalweni ye-World Cup. And officially opening the new Parliament building and presenting his State of the Nation address, Mnangagwa said his government has done a lot of people-centered programs in the past few months.
Monetary and fiscal policy measures to stabilize the economy and curtail speculative borrowing and other rent-seeking behavior are bearing fruit. Gold coins valued at 9.5 billion Zimbabwe dollars were sold as at 30th September 2022. Smaller denominations of the gold coins have been unveiled by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to broaden access and inclusivity. Month-on-month inflation for September significantly declined to 3.5% from 12.4% in August 2022. Every Zimbabwean must jealously guard this stability we are experiencing. Meanwhile, foreign currency earnings amounted to $7.7 billion for the 8 months up to 31st August 2022. This reflects a 32.4% increase from the $5.8 billion recorded over the corresponding period in 2021.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa presenting his State of the Nation address. We obtained this video from the Twitter handle of the Ministry of Information. Reacting to Mnangagwa's address, Citizens Coalition for Change Interim Vice President, the IPD, castigated Mnangagwa's government for failing to address serious issues affecting Zimbabweans.
And what I mean by that is that there is a culture of intolerance. There is no common vision. There is toxicity. There is extraction. So the State of the Nation needed to address the issues of the social contract, the social fabric of the country. Secondly, in a country where 80 cents out of every dollar is being siphoned off by corruption. There was a need and obligation for the state of the nation to address the imperator of corruption. So you can't address the state of the nation without addressing the nation itself. We need a vision of unity, a vision of integrity, a vision of rebuilding the social fabric of our country.
That was Dina Ibiti, the interim vice president of the Citizens Coalition for Change, speaking after the State of the Nation address by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now let's turn to the World Cup 2022 in Qatar. There have been major upsets in the games played so far today. Japan beat soccer powers Germany 2-1 in a Group E game. Japan were a cut above the Germans as they opened their game wide and beat the Europeans hands down. The Germans fell just a day after Lionel Messi's Argentina were beaten by Saudi Arabia in Group C. These two nations are participating in the World Cup games. African nations are finding it going tough as Senegal were beaten 2-0 by the Netherlands and Morocco settled for a 0-0 draw with Croatia. Tunisia also struggled against Denmark in a Group D encounter yesterday. Cameroon and Ghana play in crucial games tomorrow against Switzerland and Portugal. African teams are yet to record a single win. No African nation has ever won the World Cup. Will they win the World Cup this time around? That needs to be seen. So now we are joined by our first guest, that is Imondli Mabaisa, who is in London. He is a soccer analyst. Mabaisa, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
How is London?
Well, I just got back today. I don't know whether I can mix the languages or should I stick with the English only?
Yes, we'll be mixing as we go. So let's start with the first question, Mabaisa. The first question is, what's your assessment of the games? We saw right now Spain, I think the game is about to end. Spain was leading 6-0 against Costa Rica, and we have seen some major upsets. Is Saudi Arabia beating a powerhouse? That was a big upset. I think you saw it yourself. So give us your assessment of the game so far.
Right. I'm going to be completely... Anyway, Spain, it's finished. They won 7-0. That's, top-class football. Execution was great. With the Argentina game, I'm going to be honest, I was coming back from Qatar. I only went to watch the French team. So I got back today in Pendurena Mumsa, Ngatim Fira, and then I had to watch the Spain game. But the Argentina game, it was a game of two halves. I think Argentina, the first half, they could have won easily 4-5-0. They only had one goal. But then the second half, things turned around. Saudi, they took their chances. They stuck to their game plan. And top credit to the coach for drilling the players. They stuck to their game plan. Well executed.
Yeah, but looking at other games, you have seen African teams are struggling, really. What's your take on the African teams?
Well, to my surprise, I thought the African teams, they were going to benefit from the weather, heat, giving them the advantage with the, they are used to the kind of heat and stuff. But I'm quite surprised. I don't know whether it's being unfortunate or it's being naive. Sometimes it's the pressure, pressure of the big games. I just don't seem to get it. You just need one of the teams, to really go for it.
Yeah. So, but looking at how Argentina were beaten, so it shows that it's everyone's game, right? And in Qatar, how was the atmosphere as well?
It's anybody's game. I mean, there's been all this hype about the changes of the laws. I mean, Me personally, top credit to the people from Qatar. They've stuck to their guns, you know, and it's like, this is how we want this thing to be done. So it's either you do this or not. So moving away from that, the atmosphere is great. People are friendly, you know. If you just abide by the law, everything is smooth. The fans, they're mixing, and I will have problem.
Mm-hmm.
I will have, unless you want to start a problem, and then you will have a problem. But otherwise, the atmosphere is good.
Yeah, so hold on there, Molly, because we'll come back to you and talk about availability of beer and other things, which is very critical in supporting soccer. I think you were upset as well that there was no beer there. So hold on there. So African nations are finding the going tough, as Senegal were beaten 2-0 by the Netherlands, and we know that Morocco, you know, actually settled for a draw there. So now I think we've got a video from Mudok, who is actually telling us about what happened, you know, before the games actually started, and what has been happening to some of the people that were actually doing all sorts of things. So as the 2022 FIFA World Cup games play out in Qatar, VOA reports on the status of some of the people that had some problems in the town there. So Mutok reports from, I think, Cambodia or somewhere there.
Not long after Qatar was awarded the 2022 World Cup back in 2010, rights groups and the media began reporting abuses against the rapidly growing population of migrant workers, mostly from South Asia and Africa. In the Dinusha district of Nepal, young men flocked to Qatar, many borrowing large sums to get there for the chance to make some money and build a future. Families left behind say there were no other good options. Before her husband, Muneshwar, went to Qatar, Aslani Devi Yadav says he was paid only 4 kilograms of rice a day for his work in Nepal. He died in Qatar in 2018.
We had small children at that time, so he decided to go for foreign employment to earn money for the food and their schooling.
Muneshwar worked in construction, often carrying heavy loads to the top of skyscrapers under construction. Despite this danger, he died at night, and his family was told it was of heart failure.
His body was brought 15 days after the death. After that, we performed his last rites and rituals at our home.
Amnesty International says most of the death certificates issued to the families of the deceased migrant workers list some kind of heart failure or natural causes of death. Doctors say healthy young men do not die naturally. But this ruling means employers are not legally or financially responsible for the death. And Yadav, like other families left behind, now struggles to survive.
There is no source of income after my husband's death. I sold my land. I am running my home from the money from the land sale.
When that money is gone, Yadav says her children will have to work because she doesn't make enough money selling milk from her one buffalo to support the family. A 2021 Guardian newspaper investigation revealed that more than 6,500 migrant workers have died in Qatar since the World Cup was awarded. Qatari World Cup officials declined to be interviewed for this report. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Dinusha, Nepal.
Thank you very much, Heather Murdoch there in Nepal. Thank you so much. And for those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us messages right now on all our platforms. We're going to take a short break and come back. You know, we still have one of our guests, Mondli Mabaisa, on the line. Yes, we still have our guest, that is Monli Mabaita in the United Kingdom. He has been in Qatar and he is really following these games. So before we took a break, we were talking about, you know, beer and all those kind of things. I saw some people protesting, saying we want beer and so forth. So what was going on there? Did you witness that, Mabaita?
Well, I mean, the rules are simple. You don't drink in public. You don't. If you're going to make any mischief, they'll deal with you. So follow the rules. It's their rules, simple as all that. You just have to deal with it. Do without. They can complain as much as they want, but it is what it is.
Yes, siyabona ke ukuthi imidlalo leyi kulamaqembu anganayawa, amanye avuka, amanye aluma sibili kuzwele. Saudi Arabia siyabona isaye phela intimu enkulu iArgentina. Kuzobuya le Senegal sibone ikhuma umlotha lapha kunzima. Akusethi wena ubona njani ngesiNdebele khona.
Hayi, ibhora livele linjalo mfowethu. You can expect the unexpected. The Argentina, I'm sure really everybody was thinking with the Argentines are we. Go to Saudi Arabia with the passion yabo, the game plan yabo. But in the ceiling, I game plan yabo, it worked in the second half. The support, as you know, with the Saudi is not far from the hosting nation. Support was great. Pele support, it does wonders sometimes. It's like the 12th man, AKB. And me watching that game, the Argentina, I sang it, even get that next level. You know, you change gear, change tactic. Nine to six better. Because the best half even here. The second half, it was competitive. Saudi has sticked to a game plan, which is pressing high. And they took their chances. Now, the Argentina coming back with a problem. And we will see the support for now. I'm a fan, it's a cruiser. Because of Pantomu.
Yes, we've got another guest, and that is Tanzani Zimbra. He is in Bulawayo. Welcome to the show, Tanzani.
Nyabonga kids.
Let's start with Spain versus Costa Rica, 7-0, Tanzani. Then Belgium versus Canada is yet to be played. So I was thinking, how far do you think these games are going, you know? And the African teams are stacking. Just a minute to wrap that.
I think that is a very good result, especially at Tunisia. Ngoba also kumele bakwenze ikakhulu ku Australia ikho lapho osokumele bathole khona iwini yabo. Bengatholi iwini ku Australia singakhangeleli ukuthi bengaqhubekela phambili. ISenegal kuzakuba nzima. Sebedlale kuhle kwaze kwangena ku 80 minutes, but just like in the past, we lose concentration here to say as well as African teams. And then we capitulate, especially the last 10 minutes. Umendi, unovintiwe Senegal. We ngathi mhlawumbe ulahlise abanye bakhe ngoba bedlale kuhle. Bekuzoba kuhle ukuthi baqede kuyi-0-0. Kodwa khona ukuthi bathumele ziwa kuthi ukuthi sebezadon sagadalala besiya phambili. Mhlawumbe nxa bengenelisa ukuthi bawine umdlalo wabo olandelayo, yikho ungabanika ithuba lokuthi waphumile.
Let's go forward with the tomorrow's games. There's Switzerland against Cameroon, and we've got Portugal against Ghana, and Brazil against Serbia. So let us take the games one by one. Switzerland versus Cameroon, your take on that in English. Go ahead, Tetazan.
I'm very hopeful. If at all there is a country that should carry the African hopes any further than the quarterfinals which we have made in previous years, I think it is Cameroon. They have done pretty well. I look beyond what is happening on the pitch, but also in terms of administration, the fact that Samuel Eto'o is now head of their football association, the links, the experience that Samuel Eto'o has. And also it's true that he has influence even on the technical team, given the respect that he commands. And that, I think, has motivated the boys, and they all want to play more than just for the country, but also their leadership, the incentives that they are getting. So in Cameroon, I think they will be our biggest hope. After Cameroon, I also look at Ghana. Ghana have done very well. They are taking on Portugal. If Portugal do not work harder than they have done in the past, mina ngokubona kwami, Ronaldo effect may be their biggest undoing. If anything, that effect will be a big motivation for Ghana. I think that will play a big role. The biggest shock that can happen is also if they decide not to play Ronaldo. I think that will be a big shock. But also if they play him, I think it can be also their biggest weakness.
Thank you very much. Can you say this in Shona? What about the game between USA and England on Friday? This is a game that is coming and people are excited. Can you put that in Shona briefly?
Asi kana ndakatarisa matambiro akaita United States pavakapedza ari mangange neWales, izvo zviya zvinopovapa mutoro mukuru kuti pavachazotamba neEngland hapasina zvimwe zvavakatarisira panze pekuti vakunde. Vakasakunda zvinenge zvichavaremera kuti vachienderera mberi pamutambo weWorld Cup wegore rino. Hezvo zvingangoitika kuti vakasakunda, vanenge vakufanirwa kuti vadrowe kuitira kuti mutambo wavo wogumisira vagone kuwina pamutambo wavo neIran. Saka America painotamba neEngland, ndotenda kunakidza mutambo uchanakidza, but unogona kupera uri mangange. England inoziva kuti pakuwina payakaita yakamwisa zvibodzwa zvakawanda. Saka iye zvino zvayakungotarisira ndezviya zvokundozi manage the game, manage the tournament, the qualifiers, because kutamba kwawakaita pamutambo wavo wekutanga neIran ndo wakaita kuti vaone kuti kubudirira kuenda kunext round ndofunga vachaenda. Saka pavachatamba neAmerica, zvavanenge vachingotsvaga chete, vanenge vaakutsvaga kuti vasadyiwa. Nyange vasina kuhwina havo, asi vakasadyiwa, vanenge vachiziva kuti kaakubudirira.
Thank you very much, Tandazani, and stay on the line. Let's see what people are saying on our Facebook pages. On Vio Ndebele, we've got Akim Ncube who says, I know Mr. Mabaisa from somewhere. He looks like my homeboy. And then Richard Moyo says, thanks very much for bringing soccer to our households. Thank you so much, Richard, there. And then we've got Mandla Maposakala, who says, Linjani, I'm in Botswana, and I'm watching the games. Thank you so much. Let's go back to Mondli Mabaisa in London. So, Mondli, looking at the forthcoming games, so what's your analysis on the Portugal versus Ghana, and then Switzerland versus Cameroon?
Portugal versus Ghana, I mean, I did hear my brother there speaking about Ronaldo. Ronaldo's situation is a bit tricky.
Oh, let's do this. Just 1 minute, Monty. 1 minute. Let's get a caller. There's a caller right now on the line.
Okay.
Caller in South Africa, how are you?
Dinofara Magadio.
Dinofara, Zita Mnonzane.
Nyara Dinidi.
Yeah, Taura is in you, Nyarat.
Okay, and I think you're too far out soon. I'm going to World Cup in the same way.
So, what am I saying? What am I saying in the same way?
mitambo yacho ipa zvine mashamiso zvakawandisa zvikuru sazvo zvatisina kufungira. Zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika. Zvibodzwa zvimwe zvakawanda, zvimwe zvikwata zvikuru zviri kurohwa zvatisingafungidziri. Zvekuti vaya vanoita zvekubheka zvekubheja dzimari haa vazhinji vari kuchema zvikurusa.
Iwe haona kubheja here?
Inini ndakasina kubheja, ndagara hangu ndinotya kubheja.
Indaba baba.
Ya, but kufarawo zvakare kuti tikona zvikwata zvemuafricawo zvatinonyanya kutsigira. Ndiri kutambawo zviri nani zvazvo kunyange pakati paita chikwata chemuafrica chakunda. Asi tiri kuona kuti matambiro acho ari nani zvekuti pazvikwata zvasara Cameroon neTunisia Cameroon ndeyasara kutarisirawo kuti ichange chikunda.
Unofunga kuti kune African team ichatora mukombe uyu?
Ya, zvinogona kunge riri gore racho. Zvinogona kungoitika sezvo zvatakasingafungidziri kuti zvinoitika zvimwe zvacho tiri kuzoona zvichiitika. Sanga mukaona pachikwata pamutambo wanezero weArgentina hapana ainge achifungidzira kuti Argentina ichakurirwa. Zvakare nhasi uno taona Germany ichirohwa zvakare. Marogo aitwa Germany angofanana nemarogo akaitwa Argentina nezuro. Saka Africa inogona kungoitawo surprise kana but tatichida Africa kuti chero tikasatora. Asi tikaonawo chikwata chinopinda kana musemifinal for the first time zvingatifadzewo zvakanyanya.
Thank you very much, Munya. In South Africa, that was Mnyarazi speaking to us in South Africa there. Let's go back to Mondi. Mondi is always talking about, you know, these coming games. Let's say Switzerland versus Cameroon, just a minute on that, and then Portugal versus Ghana, 1 minute two. So I'm giving you just a few minutes. Go ahead, Mondi. Yes, Mondi, are you there? Hello, Mondi. Mondi is on Skype. I think he's got some problems and challenges. Mondi, can you hear me? Okay, let's go to Tanzania. We are going to come back to Mondi. So your last word, Tanzania Zimbwa, on these games. Is any African team expected to win the World Cup? Or is it just a dream?
Personally, I think the way things have gone, they are showing us that the game is evolving and anything is possible. When you get a team like Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, when you get Japan beating Germany, and even don't underestimate the result between Tunisia and Denmark, because Denmark has world-class players. When you talk of Eriksen, Christian Eriksen, he's a big-time player. And when you have a team like Denmark being held to a nil all draw by an African team, it shows that the potential is immense. It's all about how African teams will manage their games, particularly in a situation where the game goes for long periods as a stalemate. Usually we capitulate in the last 10 minutes. If we can manage to focus, concentrate in the latter stages of the game, I think we can make it further than the quarterfinals that we have made it, that we have made before. Remember in USA 94,
thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, Tanzania. Sorry, there's no extra time this side. If you were in Qatar, we're going to have some bit of extra time. We've come to the end of our show. We wish to thank our guests this evening, with Mondi Mabaisa and Tanzania Zimbwa. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.